when you don't know what to do, you can call on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He'll carry you through. Praise God. And when I'm in trouble, don't know what to do, I call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'll carry me through. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. With us to the second book of Samuel. Second book of Samuel, 17th chapter. And David had to flee the city. And he had his son had come up in rebellion against him, Absalom. And even one of his best buddies, his counselor, one that he had took sweet counsel together with, Ahithophel, had turned on him and was counseling Absalom. And they said that his counsel, just like, you know, like getting something from God, it was always right. And let's read here, and let's start reading maybe about the 13th verse. And we're not going to read a whole lot, maybe just two verses. It said here, moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall Israel bring ropes to that city, and we shall draw into the river until there be not one small stone found there. That was the counsel of the false. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. And the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. In the 23rd verse, we'll jump over there. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, into his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. In chapter number 18, we find here that in verse number 9, we find that Absalom was riding along there with his long hair. Boys, there's a good reason to keep a good clean haircut. Rode along on that donkey and got hung up in a tree, hanging there, and the enemy come along and killed him. And killed him. Well, who was doing the good preaching here in this counseling session? Was it Ahithophel or was it Hushai the Archite? Well, we read here and we understand that really who was doing the good preaching, if you please, was Ahithophel. But it did not get taken heed to. Tonight I'd like to preach for a few minutes on don't get hanged on good preaching. Don't get hanged on good preaching. There's been some times I have went down the road and I've missed my turn. And I was looking in the rear view mirror and I was trying to read the signs on the interstate, what that get off place was, what that exit was, and I couldn't read them because they was backwards. And can I tell you tonight, the reason why Absalom could not get a hold of what Ahithophel was telling him, what he was preaching to him, was the fact that he was going the wrong direction and he couldn't read none of the signs. And can I tell you tonight that if we get to go in the wrong direction, no matter how good the counsel is, no matter how good the preaching is, no matter how good the spirit is, we'll miss it altogether and go the wrong direction and we'll wind up hanged. It's bad enough to get hung up on bad preaching. Amen? And you can get hung up on bad preaching tonight. Well, this is book number two here. Can I tell you this much, that you can get hung up on false doctrine? You realize You talk to anybody that really gets hung up on false doctrine. Amen. They're just like a dog on a chain. And they just got a little old path they take. Amen. And that's about all they've got is that little path. Amen. And tonight, amen, if we're ever going to go anywhere with God, we can't get hung up on false doctrine. Amen. We can't get hung up on the Godhead, and people think they specialize on the Godhead. Tonight, can I tell you, there ain't nobody smart enough to understand it all. We can get a good idea about it, but we don't have to get so hung up on it, amen, that we just don't even know how to worship God tonight. Amen. We don't need to. Hey, tonight, amen, don't get hung up on false doctrine. Amen. That's bad preaching tonight. Huh? Lord, Lord, Lord. Amen. Can I tell you a little bit more here? Don't get hung up on false emphasis in preaching. Amen. You can get to the place where you're tonight. If I know my head's a little big for my body, just a little bit. But if I walked around here and 50% of my weight was my foot, you'd say, Brother Al looks really, really strange tonight. But I tell you what, tonight, what bad preaching will do, it'll overemphasize one thing and specialize in one thing and bring you completely out of balance tonight. Amen. Hey, I believe in end time preaching tonight, but I don't think I'd want to preach end time every night. Amen. I believe in holiness standards tonight, but I wouldn't want to preach that every night. Amen. I believe in love tonight, but I wouldn't want to preach love, love, love every night. Amen. I want to be balanced in everything I believe. Even can be even good things tonight, but if you get hung up on it, it'll kill you. Now, I don't like splits. I don't like them. And I really get on them when they get up about this much. When they start getting up above that, then I really tone down on them. But I know one brother, every time somebody mentions wholeness, he's got to throw in splits. And tonight, you don't have to. If you get hung up on one little thing, and if you've got to mention cigarettes every time you get up, or television every time you get up, or anything else, amen, or you just got to let yourself get all cut up in one thing, you're going to wind up in trouble tonight. Don't get hung up in wrong emphasis tonight. Have a well-balanced, amen, preaching tonight. Have a well-balanced mentality. Don't let your mind get hung up tonight. Don't get hung up on one thing. My God, listen to the good preaching that comes across, amen, this pulpit tonight. Not just because it's tonight, but I mean, you know, all the preaching that comes across this pulpit. Listen tonight, too. I might help you. Praise God. I believe in healing tonight. Don't you? How many believes in healing tonight? Amen. But let's not have a healing campaign and all the brothers show up in shorts and the sisters got their hair cut up above their ears. Amen. I think we ought to have a well-balanced meal, don't you? Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you another thing that's bad preaching tonight. Bad preaching is having the wrong spirit. Amen. When you preach. You can preach the right thing. People can preach the right thing to you, but out of the wrong spirit, and it will not help you tonight. Amen. Jonah, he was hollering 30 or 40 days. I can't remember exactly which one it was. And Nineveh will be destroyed. And he got back up on that mountain, and he got to looking over at the city and waiting on God to destroy the city. And he thought, oh no, there they are running around in sackcloth and ashes. There they are repenting. There they are weeping and crying. There they are fasting. God's going to spare that city after all. Hey, my God. Amen. And God allowed a big gourd vine to grow over top of him. And in the heat of the day, that gourd vine protected him and shaded him. And then God sent, amen, a big wind. Amen. After a worm had eaten it up of a night and blew it over. And old Jonah was upset. My little gourd vine's all blown over. And God spoke to him, Jonah, you're worried about a stupid gourd vine
Amen. And you wasn't worried about all these people that didn't know their right hand from their left. Amen tonight. Amen. We need to have a... Amen. Don't get hung tonight. Especially don't get hung on bad preaching. Don't get hung up on a bad spirit. If you got to tell somebody, tell them in a good spirit tonight. Amen. But especially... God will help you when you got hung up on bad preaching. But Lord have mercy when you hear good preaching. And it's done with the right spirit. And it's all balanced out. And you still won't hear it. You are in trouble. We need... Amen. You know what? Ahithophel got hung. And Absalom got hung. Can I tell you tonight, when you have preached the right thing to your family, and tonight not all of us are preachers, but every one of you are preaching a message to your families, and a lot of time when you've done everything you know to do, and you've lived right before them, and they don't seem like they're going to make any move, I've seen a lot of folks give up and say, what's the use? Amen, and throw up their hands and quit. That's what Ahithophel done, because somebody didn't listen to his preaching. Tonight you got to be steadfast and unmovable. And when folks don't hear you, you got to preach it on. You got to live it on. You got to keep on praying. Amen. You got to keep on walking it. Somebody's going to hear you after a while. Somebody's going to hear your testimony. Somebody's going to see your life. Somebody's going to be in darkness and want out. Somebody's going to want out. Don't know who it'll be, but tonight when you're preaching right, amen, and it's not received, amen. I'm glad Brother Collins didn't quit just because he's had a few bucks, amen, a buck up against him over the years. Thank God he stayed long enough, amen, for me to get acquainted with him and sit under him and get helped and blessed by him. Tonight there's people, amen, that's watching you and they're watching me. And tonight we've got to hold up the light. Amen. Don't get hung because you're not seeing all the results you want. Oh, God. Don't be Ahithophel. Amen. I'm going to preach right tonight. If nobody else hears it, how about you? You all going to preach right? How many preach writers have we got here tonight? Amen. Got a few broken arms, looks like. Amen. Can't raise their arms. I'm going to raise mine. I'm going to raise mine while I got the chance. Praise God. There's a lot of people like to be able to do this. Amen. I got a first cousin. He's a quadriplegic. He'd like to be able to raise his hands like we can tonight. Well, all he can do is raise them to about here. But oh, tonight, don't get hung on good preaching tonight. Oh, well, I liked everything but that one little thing he said, and I can't hardly take that and I'm just about to...
That's the way it works. Right. Exactly. Right.
Let's see if I got a good cook here I can point out. My wife, where's my wife? If Gina fixed 10 things tonight for dinner, matter of fact, we invite you all over. We got homemade vegetable soup after church at the house. But if she made 10 good things tonight, let me talk a little serious to you tonight, and 9 of them was dynamite, and 1 of them I just didn't like. Amen. You think I would be so stupid to get up from the table and walk away mad and upset? Amen. No. Brother Allen, take his shoes off. Get his feet underneath that table. Eat them 9 things that he liked. Amen. And do his best to get down that 10th thing that he didn't particularly care for. Amen. I'm not going to get hung up on one little thing tonight. Amen. If something means that much to you tonight, you ought to check yourself out. Amen. If you can't go along with all the gospel, there's something wrong tonight. Amen. Why should one little thing mean that much to you that you'd lose fellowship? Amen. With the people of God. I'm sure there's things that I'm a pretty good guy, but I'm sure there's something that I do that aggravates my wife. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now. But you think, amen, she's going to leave me over snoring? Oh, no. Amen. She's going to stick right with me, praise God, or whatever it might be. And tonight, amen, we need to stick with the right preaching. Jesus got to preaching so hard, he said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll have no part with me. And then he said, who can hear these sayings? And some left to never follow him again. But he looked to his 12 and he said, will you go away also? He said, Peter said this. He said, amen. He said, where would we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And tonight, right preaching is life. It's deliverance. It's help in a time of trouble. It might not be what you think you need, but it's exactly what you need. Absalom thought he needed something else. You don't always know what you need. But God does. Abraham wanted kids. Oh, he wanted them. God said, go to leave the Ur of the Chaldees and go into Canaan land. That ain't exactly what he wanted to hear, Brother Jerry. But roundabout, like Brother Collins talked about tonight, God got him to where he wanted him and gave him the kid that he wanted and the great-grandchildren and the great-great-great. Amen. 12 nations. Amen. 12 tribes that made one of the greatest nations on this earth. Amen. And through them come the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, don't get hung up on good preaching. God knows how to deliver you tonight. Amen. That's how it'll come. Wind up hung up in a tree, do you? And the enemy shooting darts at you, huh? Oh, right for the heart. Amen. And tonight, that's what will wind up happening if we get where we can't handle good preaching. Gina pointed this out to me the other day. There was a cartoon in a Christian thing that had a pew with a seatbelt on it. Amen. And there's some times I've just about needed the seatbelt. How about you? Praise God. Amen. It wasn't, that it wasn't good preaching. Amen. It was just coming up my alley. Praise God. Amen. God knows how to get in your, amen, in your pew. And in your case, when nobody else knows what you're about and what's bothering you, God knows how to get to the very center of your problem tonight. Yes, he can tonight. Praise God. He's got to me so many times. Amen. When I thought, Lord, I'm doing pretty good. I guess I've arrived finally. And God began to strip away the veneer. Amen. And he brought in his Holy Ghost inspector and showed where I was at. Amen. I had to go back to rebuilding on the rock one more time. Tonight, amen, good preaching is the only thing, amen, that can test a house for eternity. Amen. Good preaching, amen, will let you know, amen, whether you're building on the rock or whether you're building on the sand. Amen. When you can't stand good preaching, you better check your foundation. There's sand there. Amen. You need to do it on the rock tonight. You need to build on the rock tonight. Amen. Well, that's about all I've got for tonight. Amen. But don't get hung up. Don't get hung up. Amen. I run into so many people that's hung up.
Yes. Yes.
Hung up. After a while, your toes will get too short. My little brother one time, now we wasn't raised in a Christian home. We was on vacation. My little brother, we got in the swimming pool at the motel, and he started going out into the water. He started getting deeper and deeper, and he finally got up on his toes, and he didn't realize that he went up over top the, amen, over top his head. Amen. There's people that step by step reject the preaching of the gospel. And step by step, they're stepping into deeper water all the time. Amen. It's going over their head. Oh, God. Amen. Tonight, amen. How do you get closer to God? Oh, it's one great big leap and that's it. No, that's not how it works. You have to grind it out. Step by step, prayer by prayer, day by day, lesson by lesson, word by word. You don't get there overnight. Amen. And if you lose it, you won't lose it overnight. My God, you need good preaching. I'm not where I want to be with God, Randy. And I'm ashamed that 20 years down the road, I'm not where I should be. I should be a lot farther down the road. But I know one thing that'll get me in the right direction when nothing else will work. It's the preached holy word of God. Amen. That'll give me the map. Amen. To make it where I need to go. It'll inspire you tonight. It'll motivate you. Don't get hung on good preaching. Well, I'm going to do just a little of this and a little of that. I know they preach on that. No, I'm going to get right with God. I know you're building that ark. We'll be all right. But, Brother Tom, I have never come into a battle that the devil warned me ahead of time. I've had God warn me a few times, but tonight you don't know when the trial's coming. You don't know when the rain's going to fall and the wind's going to blow. And you better get a hold of some good preaching and hide it in your heart. Oh, God. There has been people, amen, that has went all the way through college and graduated from college and cannot read or write. There is folks that has sat in the house of God, in the highway of holiness, and heard good preaching, amen, and has not received it, amen, and not obeyed it, and eventually it'll hang you. Most dangerous place in the world is a holiness church. The most dangerous place in the world, amen, to be raised is in a holiness home. If you do not heed the word of God. The holiest of holies was a dangerous place unless you was holy. Don't get hung on good preaching. Obey it tonight. Amen. Well, I guess I've said all I need to say. Gina, you up here, honey? Let's all stand all over the house tonight. Noah told them, there's rain coming. There's judgment coming. Judgment coming. Come into the ark. Come into the ark. Would you please come into the ark? They probably listened to him for a while. But as they made up their mind, they began to mock. And tonight, you can be at a place where you do not obey the word of God. But if you continue in that route, you'll get to the place where you mock. It's dangerous not to obey good preaching. God has never had a man preach a message that love was not the motivator. God loves you tonight. He don't want to take anything away from you. Amen. He just wants to set you free so you won't want all that sinful stuff. He's not trying to take things away from you. God's trying to give you life. The thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Tonight, if you've slowed down on God and you're away from God, here's some good preaching. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Repent. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And tonight the Lord wants to save you if you're not saved here tonight. As my wife plays, if you'd like to come to the altar, backsliders, cold and indifferent on God. God loves you tonight. Don't get hung on good preaching. Don't get hung. Don't be an Absalom. Come and get saved tonight if you're not saved. Come and pray. Come and seek the Lord tonight. Come and pray. Don't get hung. Don't get hung. Don't get hung. Don't get hung.